Okay.
When you hatch, okay. When you cook eggs and let a crab fall out of their shells into hot water, that was called poaching.
Oh, you're poaching them then. Yeah, we used to eat a lot of poached eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was easy to cook. You got the salt and water first, and boil it, put the egg in there and poach them.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of folks cooking cornmeal in the fireplace?
They cooked the cornbread.
And she did?
Yeah, in a big, one of her iron deals.
She'd make up a what? What did you call it?
A cake of cornbread.
You know what a cone was? Or?
No. I've heard it before, yeah.
Okay. Would she ever make a batter of cornmeal that she would cook in hot grease or fry in a pan or cook in skillet? They're making any out of cornmeal?
Yeah, that's...
That kind of...
No.
Cakes? No, she didn't do it.
The only thing similar to that would be that her hush puppies. But, I guess Mexicans use that a lot, tortillas and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we never did eat much Mexican type stuff.
Okay, did you ever put cracklings in the cornmeal?
I think she did that a couple times.
Okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah. Did you ever have a Johnny cake or anything like that? Never heard of that. Okay.
All right. I'd be over there somewhere.
Well, there were two kinds of bread, you know, the kind you bought at the store, and that was called
loaf bread.
Okay.
Store bread.
All right. Now, the egg, there were two parts to it. One was the
yolk and then the white.
Okay. The yolk was
yolk is yellow.
Yeah.
Unless it's kind of old and it's got a bit in it.
Did you ever have any of those?
Yeah, I had some blow up too.
What happened?
They were rotten. I remember one time I was messing with a dadgum Danny Rooster out in the yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was messing around, shouldn't have been to begin with. And went to pick up the eggs and I was checking them to see if she was setting. See if they, how close they were to hatching, you know, shaking it.
Yeah.
And I picked up one, and it looked kind of dark, but, you know, I didn't know no better, and I shook some of it, and blew up right in the ear. Talking about stink. Mm. And that chicken went wild, boy. And Mama had the geese, too. Now, every once in a while, you get a chicken laid a double yolk egg, or a goose laid a double yolk egg. She used them mostly in cakes.
Why?
Well, I don't know. A lot of white, I guess. But there wasn't too much of anything they didn't use. They used the goose eggs too, duck eggs.
Now, the kind of meat you buy to slice thin to eat with your eggs?
To eat with your eggs?
Yeah.
The only thing we ate with eggs was bacon.
Okay. If your meat had been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
Meat?
Yeah.
You done got sour, rotten, you know.
What about your butter? If you kept your butter too long, you say the butter started tasting
sour. Most everything you got bad, you call it sour.
Yeah. You ever hear anybody say something smell
rotten?
Funky?
Funky? Nah, yeah. You didn't use words like that back then.
Okay. What about cheese that you would make out of that thick sour milk, you know, that clabber? Did you ever make anything out of that?
Cheese?
Yeah. Kind of by putting it in a cloth and straining, dripping the stuff out of it?
I don't know if Mom made cheese or not. Sure she did. She used to put it in. She used to put it in a thin cloth and let it drip, I think. It wasn't yellow cheese, it was white cheese, if I remember right.
Yeah.